I direct your attention back to the Gospel according to St. Mark, one chapter over from what was read earlier, chapter 15, Mark chapter 15, and I'm going to read verses 6 through 15, and I'm going to actually read it today from the King James Version of the Bible. Normally I don't read from that one, but the language in it seems to suit the moment, amen? It's the King James Version, amen. Mark chapter 15, verses 6 through 15. It says, "Now at that feast he released unto them one prisoner, whomsoever they desired. And there was one named Barabbas, which lay bound with them that had made insurrection with him, who had committed murder in the insurrection. And the multitude, crying aloud, began to desire him to do as he had ever done unto them. But Pilate answered them, saying, Will ye that I release unto you the king of the Jews? For he knew that the chief priests had delivered him for envy. But the chief priests moved the people that he should rather release Barabbas unto them. And Pilate answered and said again unto them, What will ye that I shall do unto him whom ye call the king of the Jews? And they cried out again, Crucify him. Then Pilate said unto them, Why? What evil hath he done? And they cried out the more exceedingly, Crucify him. And so Pilate, willing to content the people, released Barabbas unto them and delivered Jesus when he had scourged him to be crucified. And the soldiers led him away into the hall called Praetorium, and they called together the whole band." Amen. Amen. Mark chapter 15, verse 6 through 15. For a few moments this morning, saints of God, I want to preach on the subject, Jesus had to die for us to be free. Amen. Jesus had to die for us to be free. Beloved, I've been around for 52 Lenten seasons. And what it has meant to me over the years has matured. When I was little, it meant going to the department store with my mom to get a new suit for Easter. Amen. It meant spending a Saturday in the barber shop to make sure I had a clean haircut for Easter Sunday. It meant practicing my Easter speech for hours only to forget it when it was my turn. It meant coloring eggs with my aunt and with my cousin. It meant planning out tactics for the Easter egg hunt. It was an exciting time in my life. But then I got older. And the significance of this week became more meaningful to me and my walk with the Lord. I had to come to terms with the fact that something that I did or said caused Jesus' death march to the hill called Calvary. Absolutely essential in order that I be saved from all that I did, said, or thought about doing or saying. Beloved, let us not merely be contented with all the Easter trimmings that surround us this time of year, so much so that we forget just what God did for us through Jesus Christ. Because God loved us so much, we have been made free. Oh, hallelujah. Because of what God did for us through Jesus Christ, we can reclaim the right to the tree of life. Because of what God did for us through Jesus Christ, we can never be irretrievably destroyed. Well, let me give you some background here. In our text today, we have a familiar scene. Jesus stands before the judgment seat of Pilate to be condemned to death, while a notorious criminal goes free. Jesus, the innocent one, is sentenced to death, while the one who deserves death goes free. The kicker is that if Jesus' case hadn't have come before Pilate right then, Barabbas would have gotten what his crimes rightly deserved. But let me pause right here. Can we raise our hands in victory just like Barabbas? For if Christ hadn't have come along, we'd be long dead because of our sins. If Christ hadn't have come along, we'd have got our just deserts. Oh, if Christ hadn't have come along, we'd be without hope, without help, and saddled with a broken heart. But let me get back to the scripture. Mark's gospel presents the story of Jesus as ultimately a narrative about God's relentless compassion and love for an unredeemed world. Mark's gospel conveys a sense of urgency wherein everything seems to happen immediately. Mark covers in 16 chapters what it takes Matthew 28 chapters and Luke 24 chapters. Mark doesn't really slow down until he gets to Holy Week, where we are right now. What's important to see in Mark 15 is that Pilate didn't have to crucify Jesus then. He could have placed our Lord in prison for a time. The roar of the manipulated crowd, however, forced swift and heavy-handed justice. Barabbas is freed and Jesus is crucified. A death reserved for the lowest of the low, murderers, bandits, enemies of the state, and rebels. Church, I don't know about you, but it used to upset me to think about what they did to our Savior. But then I realized it had to happen just like this. If Jesus wasn't crucified, Barabbas and likewise we wouldn't have been freed. Simply stated, Jesus had to die for us to be free. First, I want to tell you, if you're following in your bulletin, God's sense of justice. God's sense of justice. Think of it this way. Before Christ came along, the criminal formula was simple. You sin, meaning you did something bad, and that means you died. which is the ultimate separation or punishment by God. But after Jesus conquered death on the cross, the formula changed because grace entered the picture. We're freed from our downward spiral of sin because of grace. Oh, saints of God, I don't know about you, but I'm excited about God's grace. I know something about God's grace. Oh, if it wasn't for God's grace, where in the world would I be? I'm glad today that God's sense of justice is a lot different than our sense of justice. As we learned in John 3:16, where it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shouldn't perish, but have everlasting life." God doesn't give us 3 strikes and then we're out. God's forgiveness has no limits. God's forgiveness doesn't run out of warranty. Oh, I'm glad today that God's forgiveness doesn't expire. Church, I'm so glad that God's justice doesn't work like that. I'm glad that God's justice prevails in the long run and not our form of justice. Because if it wasn't for God's grace and mercy, many of us would have been sent up the river a long time ago. Amen. If it wasn't for God's grace and mercy, many of us would have already been taken out of this world. If it wasn't for God's grace and mercy, many of us would have gotten just what we deserved.
I'm glad today that God's grace is not dependent upon whether we think we deserve it or not. The problem is that some of us, maybe not y'all, somebody you know, down the street, around the corner someplace, some of us think that we deserve God's grace. We come to church more than just on special occasions, and we think that we deserve God's grace. We've been running for the Lord for a long time, and we think that we deserve God's grace. We've had a tough time lately, and we think we deserve God's grace. Oh, we've gone to school and graduated, and we think that we deserve God's grace. Oh, it's a good thing that God doesn't extend his grace upon those that meet that criteria, because some of us would come up seriously short. Oh, some of us who look down our noses at common criminals are doing some of the same things. We just ain't been caught yet. God is gracious, even though sometimes our behavior is atrocious. God's amazing grace looks beyond our faults and sees our needs. Because of God's grace, God didn't give us what we deserve. God gave us what he's reserved. We didn't deserve to wake up today, but we did. We didn't deserve God's love, but God still gives it to us. Oh, church, we're blessed. We're blessed. We're blessed. We don't deserve it, but yet we're blessed. Well, second of all, we ought not forget. Don't forget what it is to be free. Don't forget what it is to be free. Now, there are some folk who've been bound or not free for so long that they've forgotten just what it means to be free. And then there's some others who feel like they've never really been bound. So they may not appreciate it like those that were bound and are now free. Freedom, so there's no confusion, I had to look it up, means the state of being free. Or at liberty rather than in confinement or under physical restraint. It means being able to make choices, performing an action on your own choosing. With that in mind, we can join Barabbas in his testimony. If it had not been for Jesus, where would I be? We can say like Barabbas, if Jesus hadn't have died, I wouldn't be free. Oh, beloved, if Jesus hadn't have come along, we would not have had the chance to get right with God. Oh, church, I'm not sure what your testimony is, but I can say along with Barabbas that Jesus came into my life and things were never, and I was never the same. I should tell you that when I was 8 years old, I was sitting in church, and the preacher was up preaching, saying something, I don't know. And the Lord kind of came into my life and was talking to me and was telling me that I need to go when the preacher stood and opened the doors to the church. And the preacher was asking me why I came. And I had to tell him that I came because I want Jesus in my life. I want to be saved. And then the church started talking about he came up to get saved. And it just started, it made me start crying. Amen. And tears started flowing down my face and my cheek. And I ran to wherever my mother was sitting and got her lap all wet with tears. Amen. Amen. So when you see me praising God and crying, I'm just remembering what God has done for me. I know what I'm talking about because when I say because of Jesus, I'm free today, free to experience God's blessings, free from the bonds of sin, free from the punishment of sin, free to love my neighbor, free to love myself, free to live in expectation of God's blessings, free to live in expectation of God's God's deliverance, free to live in expectation of godly guidance, free to live in expectation of barriers being locked down, of sentences being overturned, free to live in expectation of being made whole, of being a way being made for me. Church, it feels good to be free, doesn't it? Jesus died so we could be free. And he rose so that our sin wouldn't equal our death. Well, let me put a sharper point on it for you. Let's look for a moment at just who this Barabbas was. The Bible tells us that he was a robber who committed murder in an uprising against the Roman government in Jerusalem and was imprisoned at the time of Jesus' trial. Barabbas was a commando. He was dedicated to the expulsion of the hated Roman government. Jesus was a supporter of non-resistance. He was a weakling in the people's eyes. Jesus wasn't what the people expected out of their Savior. They were looking for a mighty warrior and weren't prepared for the Savior that came. How different are we, beloved? He might not be what we expect him to be. He might not conform to the Hollywood or Hallmark Channel version we have stuck in our minds. He might not come regal, but common. He might not be endorsed by your political party. He might not even look like you or me or come to the black community first. What then is this Jesus? My. Well, last of all, let me tell you that our focused must change. Our focus must change. The writer of Mark, it seems, is less concerned with the intricate details and legalisms of Jesus' trial and more concerned with the purposeful progress of Jesus' death and resurrection. The point is, Jesus went to that old rugged cross so we wouldn't have to. Who nailed in the spikes? What the motivation of the Sanhedrin was, or why Pilate didn't dismiss the case, is less important than the fact that Jesus Christ died so we could be free. Maybe we ought to remember that Jesus took on the sins of the whole world so that we wouldn't have to. Maybe we ought to remember that Christ hung his head low so we could hold our heads high. Maybe we ought to remember that Jesus endured humiliation, brutalization, and execution so that we wouldn't have to. Maybe we ought to remember that Jesus was mocked, spit upon, pierced, forced to don a crown of thorns, marched from courthouse to courthouse, and forced to carry his own death-inducing apparatus, all so that we could be free. Because of our Lord Jesus Christ, we're no longer confined to a life of sin. Because our Lord Jesus Christ, we're no longer predetermined. We've been given the opportunity to get right with God. Oh, but God's grace doesn't alleviate us from our responsibility. God's grace is not a get out of jail free card or a free pass to sin without the fear of the repercussions. Beloved, we're not just freed from the bonds of sin, but we're free to a relationship with God, not based upon humanity's interpretation of justice. One way we can do this is by reaching out to help somebody that might be bound. Amen. But the Bible doesn't say what Barabbas did with his second chance. But Jesus died to give each and every one of us a second chance to get right with God. Getting right with God may not be taking time out of your day to do something helpful for someone else for a change. After all, God said in his word that whatsoever you do to the least of them, you've done it to me. Beloved, because Jesus went to the cross, we've got a second chance at life. Because he suffered and died, we got a second chance to clean up what we messed up. Because Jesus hung on the cross from the sixth hour to the ninth hour, we got a second chance to stop singing the songs of the world and start singing, I love the Lord, he heard my cries. Because Jesus stayed dead all day that next day, we can sing and know what we're singing about. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. And then, because early that first day of the week, Jesus rose and came out of the first century Airbnb grave, we can say for ourselves that Jesus died so we could be free. Oh, church, because Jesus died, I'm free. And for that, beloved, I'm thankful today. Can't you join me in rejoicing that he comes to our rescue when we call out his wonderful name? Can't you join me in rejoicing that he pronounces us healed when we face the sick room? I don't know about you, saints of God, but he reminds me, he redeems me when I'm down, he liberates me when I'm oppressed. I can't speak for you, but he restores my soul. He lifts me up out of despair. He picks me up out of the sinking sand, and he doesn't let me go when others would drop me like a hot potato. God is worthy of all our praise. For if Jesus had not have died, we would not be free. Amen.